Today's episode is I'm lazy to work. This is a common answer that I find between not only between Gen Z, young men, but also between many friends that I have these days. They complain about their financial situation, but when you ask them to do something, they don't feel like working. And I have some reasons, some theories why that is happening. And also on this episode, I'm going to share with you three tips that I always give to a person when they ask me how can they overcome laziness, cómo pueden recuperarse de la flojera. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Before starting, as always, thanks to a special person. Thanks to me, inglesparacholos.com, if you want to take your life to the next level. And also you can contact directly to my personal WhatsApp, +51 9890 23 986. So time to get started. Let's remember this. Perception is reality. So if your house is comfortable or too comfortable, you are not going to feel like working. For example, let's say that in your house you have your streaming services. You have Netflix. You have, what is the other name? Prime from Amazon. You have also your video games. You have your food, all your delicious food there. And you have your pornography. If you have all these distractions, it's very unlikely that you want to work, because in your mind, even if you are not thinking, like if you are not in a conscientious level, but in a subconsciousness level, you're going to think this: why am I going to do an effort if I have all this comfort at home? And that is one of the main reasons why many young people want to charge a lot, because they say, I'm only going to work if I'm being paid 80 soles or 100 soles per day. But when you're starting, you need to sacrifice something. But we need to check first, how is our environment? Is our environment designed for working or for relaxing? That is the first question that I will try to address. The second is, we need to plan our social life and also our life out of our homes. With this idea that we can do everything from home, we can, you know, work, study, do exercise, have sex, everything from home. You want to eat, you just call the Uber Eats. So the problem when we don't leave our homes is not just that we lose our social skills, but also that we start to reduce our energy levels. Our brain start to analyze, oh, if we are not doing exercise, if we are not going out, why do we need that much energy? So your energy levels start to decline each time more. At least I will say we need to plan two activities out of home per day. Yesterday, it was Thursday, Holy Thursday, Jueves Santo here in Latin America. And I went with my mother to church a la iglesia. And you know, many times we just listen the mass on Facebook. We listen the Catholic mass on Facebook. But yesterday we decided to go physically to the church. I was surprised, the church was full. There were a lot of people, not only inside the temple, but also out of the temple. And it was interesting to see how many young women are living around my neighborhood, that they were there. So I was checking the material, there were hot women there, and a lot of things that I wouldn't have seen if I just listened to the event from home. So we need to plan, we need to be more intentional with our life out of our houses. Today I'm going to walk Armando with one of the Inglés para Cholos community member. We're going to walk together the dog while practicing English. But I think that is also something that is going to increase our energy levels. Having life out of our homes, and especially having social life. The next tip is, what are the conditions of our work? Sometimes it's not that we don't like working, but we don't like some conditions of working. Maybe you don't like commuting, el transporte público. You don't like the public transportation. Could be that you don't like your boss, your peers, your coworkers. In my case, something that I really, really hate was picking phone calls. I hate phone calls because, as you know, sometimes people just call you because they don't have anybody else to talk with. So they call you for that reason, not because they want to buy. Or sometimes in order to buy something, they will talk like 20 minutes, too much shit. So that's why you want to design your job in a way that fits better your preferences. And as we have discussed before, it's difficult that you accomplish this goal when you are just starting, but we have to be intentional. The main mistake that I see among all the people, young people and old people, even from my generation, is that instead of trying to fix the job conditions or the work conditions, they just try to escape reality. I'm going to drink a lot, I'm going to go for party. No, before escaping reality, let's try to fix reality. What is the thing that is most annoying from your job or the activity that you're doing? Try to start fixing that. I know that sometimes it's not that easy, because sometimes it's not your business or not your freelance career, it's a company that you're working with, but always try, how can we make this less miserable? That's the first question. How can we make the activity less miserable? And in many cases, I found out that you could, maybe you like your job, but you hate the customers. Sometimes customers are pieces of shit. Everybody talk about boss, right? But sometimes the customers are the problem. And that's why also you want to know how to create leads. What is leads? Contacts. You want more people knocking your door wanting to work with you. So in that moment, you can decide with who you work with and with who you don't work with. This is going to make a big difference in your life. When you work with people that love, that value your effort, they are going to pay happy. They are going to pay. And also you are gathering with people that are good vibes. You don't want to work with people that they hate you. And it was my case when I started. When I started selling supplements, I remember a lot of trainers, they really hate me. And they were there just because I was the cheapest option in the market. And honestly, it was like, they bought my products, but for real, I could feel this, the hate in their eyes. So having the chance to pick which customer you want to select is a big, big thing. So always we need to, how can we get more leads and the right leads, the right contacts? The last thing that I want to mention today is friends. Friends can make also a huge impact in your life. And the question is, are your friends motivating you to work, or are they discouraging you to work? And also from your end, from your part, are you helping other people to be more productive, or are you the lazy guy that always discourages them to work? If you listen, you know the what are the trends. Everybody talks about, oh, Taco Tuesday or Thursday. In Spanish, we say Jueves de Pata. So always creating excuses to have more party, more gatherings during the week, but gatherings that are not productive, just for drinking alcohol, for watch the soccer match. It's good that we have social life, but we need to make the social life productive. Start by improving the quality of conversation. Stop talking about, you know, just the party, the politics, random events, farándula. Let's start talk about opportunities, what we are doing for a living, what do we need, what do we have to offer, and also what do we need, because you never know, maybe the person in front of you have the answer for your problem or is looking for your solution. So that's why always quality of conversation. And here also I would say we need to gather ourselves with people that has our same vision. This is a huge thing. Nowadays, for example, I'm only dating women who speak English. Why? Because first, they want to practice English. I want to practice English. We can have sex while we are practicing the language. It's just, you know, gathering with people that have your same vision. I'm gathering with freelancers, with my friend Tony, for example. He always buy my monitors, my computer monitors. Always gathering with people that we can have a good conversation or that we are doing business with. I think those are the best people that we can join. And just to wrap this podcast, very fast podcast for Holy Friday, Viernes Santo, is two tips. First, we need to focus on the impact that our activities are doing. It's like, I think one big reason why people are lazy because they believe they are not creating impact in life. But when you know that you are changing life, that is going to give you a lot of energy. I can tell you, when I record this podcast and I'm walking with my dog Armando and a young man approached to me thanking me for the podcast, that gives me energy. It's something, you know, you are helping someone, even if it's like a small thing. Maybe this podcast is going to be just 12 minutes of me recording, but that 12 minutes can help somebody else. Also, when we work, how am I impacting other people's life? I believe that is a huge question. The other one is, I found out that, for example, now that it's holidays, I'm working these holidays because why not, right? Maybe not working like full days, but at least answering the WhatsApp and posting some little content on social media. And I'm surprised how many customers I'm getting. Why? Because nobody else is working. So when you are the only person working when nobody else is working, you start getting new customers. The same happened for buying. For example, I was working today with an English teacher in the morning because I want to test her way of teaching, her teaching methods. And she was the only one working today, so I select her. So always work when nobody else is working is also a huge advantage. And the last thing, just to wrap this, is let's try to do activities that are scalable. What I mean with scalable is the reason why people are lazy is because if you always work and have the same outcome, you kind of be demotivated. You are discouraged of keep doing it. It's like going to the gym and always lift the same weight on the bench press. It's like, yes, I cannot increase my weight. The same happens with your workload. If you are always working for the same output, it's boring. But if you learn how to make it scalable, now you say, I'm doing the same effort, but I'm getting 20% more, 50% more. And for that reason, we need to ask, what are the scalable activities? What activities allow me to create an asset, un activo? What activities allow me to learn a skill while making money? What activities allow me to create a network? So you are selling. You are not just making the money of sales. You are creating a customer list that maybe they can buy you in the future. That is a network. So always work for more than just money. And basically, those are my tips. If you want to overcome laziness, is just pay attention to your environment. Also going out more often. Be careful with your friends. Check your work conditions. Sometimes it's just fixing one little thing in your work conditions, and also make your activities more scalable. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Share the word, spread the word with your friends that are trying to practice their English or are trying to learn about freelance and business. You can send them to Uncle Balta on Spotify, or also you can send them to unclebalta.com. It's going to redirect them to my WhatsApp channel. Blessings, and I will see you tomorrow.